Right, well, joining me now is the Gool chairman, Steve Shorthouse. Steve, how are you doing today?
Yes, I'm fine, Tom. Yourself?
I'm not too bad, thank you. And I suppose it's one of them heartwarming moments, this, isn't it? Jack Wheat suffered this horrible injury, but it is a case of the non-league community really being in action so far. Nearly £2,000 has been raised, and I know you've played a big part in this. Just how much does it mean to be helping this player out?
Well, as a club, it's fantastic. Not just myself being helping the player out. It's down to a lot of hard work from a lot of people behind the scenes. Obviously, I face it up being the chairman of the club. It's very rewarding to see and humbling to see the support that we've had from the non-league family, far and wide. And it's really very much appreciated by everyone.
Just looking back at when this injury happened, just to explain, it was 19 minutes into his debut and Jack suffers what looked like quite an innocuous injury, but it's turned out to be really serious, hasn't it?
It has. Fractured skull, fractured eye socket, depressed cheekbone, broken jaw. Initially, it just looked as though Jack had a really bad cut on his just above his eye, which our physio, Claire Swindell, couldn't stem the bleeding from, and that was one of the main reasons initially why Jack had to come off. It was only when he stood up and we got him back in the dressing rooms and we started to explore the injuries around his eye that we realised it was more serious. And our physio, Claire Swindell, did a fantastic job on the day in stabilising Jack and obviously helping him on his way.
And when you look at where Jack is right now, he's still having to have more surgery after what happened. And obviously it's been a horrible moment for him because obviously he went in to play a game of football and he's come out knowing that he's probably never going to be able to play football again.
Well, there's no probable about it. He definitely won't be able to play again. If he gets another impact injury in or around his eye, he could lose his eye completely. Obviously, the injuries will heal in time. And the hardest part on Jack's behalf is not a game for him to play football. Everybody who's played football at any level, to have that taken away from them at 23-year-old, I wouldn't know myself because I've never had it taken away, but it must be sickening.
And obviously, when you look at Jack, he was in a position where he was on his debut. He was, you know, hoping that he could maybe break into the team and get the chance. And, you know, like you've said there, he's now in a position where he's going to have to find something new to do. And it really has been horrible to see.
Yes, he was buzzing. Obviously, he came in a little bit by default because our two regular keepers were injured and unavailable. So Jack signed last minute for us. He played abroad at Belgium. He played locally. He was trying hard to get himself established. And he was buzzing, was the lad. And it's just so unfortunate that it's happened. And we move on. But yes, it must be very distressing for him.
And looking at the money which is being raised right now, just to explain, is this going to be a case that will just help Jack get back on his feet? Because obviously there's a lot of bills that are going to have to be paid and a lot of care that he'll have to get.
Basically, yes. I mean, we're trying to raise £5,000, which is a lot of money, but doesn't go that far, unfortunately, nowadays. So, yes, it's just a matter of seeing him over while he's hopefully capable of working again in 6 months' time. We've not set the limit at £5,000. It'd be nice to raise some more. And we know that we have one or two big offers still to be added to the list. So, yeah, £5,000 is the target, but it'd be great if you could exceed that.
And I know when you look, Josh Scowen, who plays for Barnsley, has been helping out, giving a signed boot, and it just shows you how it isn't just the non-league community getting involved. There are Football League players as well that are willing to help.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We've got Jack signed a programme signed by the full Barnsley team or certainly by Jack on the day. We're just wondering, considering now the best way of auctioning this off, we still have a possibility of a shirt from the day that was used. We haven't had that confirmed yet. But yes, when we get that in, we're hoping to it'll appeal to one or two Barnsley fans and we can certainly raise a few hundred quid through those items.
Well, it is certainly great to see. And I mean, just having a look quickly at the table for Gool right now, 21st in the league, Lee Morris has come in and obviously he's got a wealth of experience as a player. He's been an assistant at Shore Lane Aquaforce. Just what do you think of the job he's done so far?
Well, I came in with a very difficult situation. We hadn't won a game for a long time. Obviously, we moved Alan Semley and Keith on. Alan did a fantastic job for us, came into the club with only four players over 12 months, really helped stabilise the club. But obviously the main thing, and which Alan understood, was results for us is a results game. We weren't getting the results and we're very much in danger of relegation, which certainly we don't want. And that's why we made the change, and Lee came in, brought a few experienced players in. And again, probably like Alan, when he was in charge, we haven't had the rub of the green in some of the games, but we've lost by the odd goal and probably not got the results that our football's deserved. Still leaves us down there in the relegation fight. Obviously, Daventry's unfortunate demise is going to help, which will probably mean only one other team being relegated. And Tiverdale look as though they may just have a little bit too much to do on the plate to catch us, certainly if we can perhaps gain one or two more wins in our last seven or eight games that are remaining.
I was going to say, you look at Daventry Town, that announcement was made a couple of weeks ago. It's a real shame, isn't it? I know it'll help Gull in the end, but it is a real shame to see a team that are having to go down a division by their own choice.
Yeah, it's terrible. I think a lot of the clubs at this level run a fine line. You know, I'm sure that not only Daventry that are like that, there's quite a lot of clubs dependent on one or two beneficiaries. People who want to help out, and it needs more than one or two people to run a club at this level now. And I think Daventry found themselves with just one of the chairman that was basically keeping the club afloat, and it wasn't sustainable. And I think there are other clubs in and around us of a very similar vein. But yes, it must be the soul destroying, certainly for the players and the fans and everyone who's involved with Daventry, especially after the great FA Cup run we had quite recently.
And I mean, for yourself, just what would you say the aim is? Obviously, right now it's to stay up, but if the side can stay up, do you think next season it's a case of trying to progress, maybe getting a mid-table place?
Well, I mean, mid-table, I had an interview last week and I said mid-table obscurity would be very nice for a season. Obviously, we are very ambitious. We're some fantastic volunteers at the club. We run our club. We think quite well now after taking over. Mid-table would be fine for us. We would love to try and get in the playoffs. You know, this season, at the end of September, we're in a playoff position. And, you know, we're hoping to try and maintain that. There's no reason why next year, with the addition of one or two perhaps more experienced players to our younger squad, that we can't be up there. And it would be great to be there, but just getting the season through and mid-table would be great. And if Lee can win us the FA Cup on top of that, it'd be even better.
Well, Steve, I wish you the best of luck for the upcoming games, and let's hope that plenty more money is raised for Jack. It's a great cause. Thank you for joining me, mate.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you to everybody out there who supported the scheme. We really do need to keep it going, and any support that you can help us through bucket collections, etc., will be greatly accepted. Thank you very much.